freedom, from, to, of, for, and with, and the complementarities. Written by Z. Charnot, October 25th, 1988, Part 3. With the freedom to choose comes the limitations, the obstructions, the delay in consequences that sometimes produce frustrations. This means that this reality is constructed of the very obstructions that both limit our power and grant free will by means of a delay in consequences. Discrimination and certain kinds of intelligibility occur by means of the obstruction which grants the delay in consequences, which in turn allows free will. When we are what we are, as a result of the discrimination of a boundary and a defining delay in consequences, we want the power of openness, without the play of our energy, our strength, our efforts against the obstructions of delayed consequences, nor the limitations implied in access to the supply of energy or pattern. We must open. We must be moral. We must acknowledge our dependencies, our interdependence. We are dependent upon one another socially. We are dependent upon other life forms ecologically. The values associated with these dependencies must be embodied in our cultures. We have and we need constraints, designed limits, moral and ethical responsibilities. Our freedoms are complementary. We must be free to live, free to breathe, free to enjoy clean water and healthy food. We must be free to be near one another and dependent upon one another, as well as free to be apart. Some people want to be free from the responsibility to control their own behavior. They want someone else to provide that control. That is not a freedom we can grant. Recently, we had a session called Abandoning the Game While Keeping in Play. We discussed game theory. We stipulated the nature of a game to be a set of rules, limits, constraints, or obstructions. Recently, we had a session where we discussed intelligibility as requiring distinctions. The nature of distinction often involves boundaries. But here we have the opportunity to see more precisely the nature of intelligibility as something other than the dependence only upon distinction. Intelligibility involves the relationships, connections, dependencies and exchanges, flows and flux of energy, and pattern or information. How does this relate to game theory and the abandonment of the game? How does this relate to intelligibility on the basis of something other than distinction? That exploration, that development, made possible by a delay in consequences, is cycled. We are cycled between the constrained situation of our present experience in this obstructed reality and the immediacy of consequences we experience either upon death or when we say, "Not my will, but thine be done." We have the complementarity of freedom from the immediacy of consequences and the freedom of having the immediacy of consequences. It is enlightenment, it is self-realization, when we open to the immediacy of consequences. It is creation in the medium of an unobstructed reality. We must let go. We must relax and release the defining boundary.